Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk with your host, Dr. Tanisha Guy, and her co-hosts, Steve J. and marriage and family therapist expert, Fatima. This show is not intended to be therapy, but the sole purpose is encourage dialogue across ages, gender, religious backgrounds, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. Feel free to join in the discussion. We want to hear what you think. And don't forget to tell friends about Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk.
Guys, we're back. This is Dr. Tanisha Guy, and thank you guys for listening to Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. We're going to go ahead and get started with our topic because I think Fatima is a little anxious to talk about our topic for today. So, Fatima, you ready?
Hi, Dr. Guy. Yes, I'm so ready. I'm really excited to talk about this topic because, you know, in so many ways, COVID has changed all of our lives, and honestly, they may be changed for the foreseeable future. And so I think that it is important for us to find new normals. And, right. you know, there are certain things that we just shouldn't put on hold forever. And I think that dating is one of those things. So I always enjoy all things dating and mating, but I'm particularly excited about this topic.
all things dating and mating. Well, you guys, unfortunately, we do not have Steve on the show today, but hopefully we will have him back next Sunday. Because, Fatima, we would have loved to hear his perspective as a male as we talk about this topic today, which is dating during COVID. What is the new normal? So, Fatima, I'm going to let you kind of jump in because you said that we can't put things on hold forever. And I think when this all started around, what was it, April, when people were quarantining and forced, March, I guess, right. You are right, March, when we were forced to quarantine during that particular time, I don't think most of us, I can only speak for myself for this one, I knew this was going to be longer than a month or two, but I didn't see us being where we are in October. With this whole COVID pandemic.
Absolutely not.
So I don't think I really had adjusted my brain to live this way for the next year or plus. So the fact that you said we can't put our life on hold is absolutely correct. And I think more than now, people are ready and are already moving on with their lives in the midst of this pandemic. So I definitely think that this is a relevant topic for us to talk about today. So where do we even start to unpack this whole concept of a new normal of dating in 2020?
Well, I think it has to start with allowing space to step outside your box. Mm-hmm. I think if you are going to be dating in I don't even know if I should say post-COVID society or current COVID, like I don't even know what to call it, but if you are going to be dating during this time, dating in a time of COVID, I think that it will require you to step outside the box and also be a little bit of a risk taker. And I think that part may be difficult for some people. But because I am naturally a risk taker who laughs in the face of danger, I have been out and I've done the legwork for everybody else. So I definitely want to share my experiences. And I'm hoping if we have any guys listening and any women listening as well, that we'll get some people to call in and tell us their experiences. But certainly it would be awesome to hear, you know, perspectives from the point of view of a man who, any men who are currently dating right now. But if we just start with that, the idea of stepping outside the box. So how are we meeting people? If you are someone like me, and you know, you're working from home, you don't really have a lot of opportunities to get out. I mean, honestly, outside of maybe going to the grocery store, I mean, I went into quarantine March 13th. I remember the exact date. And so I really hadn't been or wasn't going anywhere unless I was going to the grocery store and limiting even that as much as possible. And so as time started to pass, so normal things like, you know, you can meet anybody anywhere. So I've actually have had guys to hit on me and ask me for my number at the grocery store, actually at the Sam's Club in McKinney. I had a lovely conversation with a guy in the frozen section who found me very attractive with my mask on. And we exchanged information. So there's that, but I will say you probably won't get as much as, you know, as many opportunities to meet somebody in those kind of ways. So then what do you do? Now, online dating at this point has been around for really a couple decades, but there are still people who are really still very afraid of it. And this is another one of those stepping outside the box situations, because if you're trying to date in a time of COVID, the greatest opportunity you'll have to meet people really in this point in time is probably doing some sort of online situation. So whether it's an app, you know, your Bumbles or Hinge, or, you know, if you're going traditional, eHarmony, Match.com, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, you know, getting online. Now, the great thing, I think that there are a lot of great things about dating during this time. And I've actually talked to some of my clients about this, because some of my individual clients, I've encouraged them to, you know, use the apps or, you know, use some of the online platforms to meet people. And, you know, they've been successful. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody you meet, and this is just a truism in life, every date you have isn't going to be the one that's going to lead to happily ever after. But it's still an opportunity to cast the net and see what you get back. And because we're in a time of COVID, it's forcing people to slow down. And so I think what traditionally happens is that you meet someone, you're immediately going out, things move really quickly. But right now I'm noticing that things are really slowing down. And so people are having to take time to really have conversations and really get to know one another. You know, also, before we actually meet in person, there's probably a lot of FaceTime happening or, you know, Zoom, Skype, WhatsApp, whatever the Google Duo, whatever the platform is that you use. So we're doing a lot of that, you know, and then if you're a real risk taker, like myself, then you may get to the point where you're like, okay, you want to meet in person, but you have to do your due diligence. So what does that look like? If you're going to go out somewhere, you might want to find out what the infection rates are in the area that you're going out. So like the in-person dates that I've had, I've tend to select areas where like the infection rates are low. So usually like smaller suburbs or, you know, areas, not in Dallas proper. You also want to make sure, so here's what I do, because if I'm going on a date, I want to make sure that they get to see, like, all of my cuteness. So when I get out the car, you can see me. But then once I start walking toward him, I put my mask on. So there's a method to this.
Okay.
Right, there's a method to it. Like, you still need to mask up, absolutely, right? But, you know, you want to you want to let them, like, get a little quick glance of everything, you know. So then you put your mask on. You know, I shared with you a date I had. This was a couple months ago now, and he wanted to hold my hand. But first, he, like, gave us both some hand sanitizer to use. And I just thought that it was the best thing ever. Like, it was fantastic. So, you know, I think you have to make it, you have to make it fun. You have to, because it's all so heavy. So you have to find a way to make it fun, but still also be safe. If you're going to go out to eat, it's better to go to out places that have outdoor seating. I went to a restaurant in Addison that had like an outdoor patio with lights in the trees and like a live music. It was very romantic. The tables were really spaced out. But then there are indoor places. I just had a date this Friday and it was indoor, but they've cut the seating in half. They're very strategic about where they're seating people. Of course, all of the staff are wearing masks. You come in with your mask on, but then of course, you know, once you get to the table, you're taking it off. That one is a bit more risky. So in general, I would tell people, you know, lean more on the side of caution of more maybe like outdoor places. But, you know, but if you're willing to be a little more risky, there's that option too, like paying attention to the seating that restaurants are doing. Like, have they gone, are they only seating at 25% capacity? I went to a place that's doing that versus maybe they're doing half. And like what their policies are. And then we have to talk about, you know, if people are going to be really going out at some point, you might want to do sex. And so what I've read, I was actually reading an article earlier about a woman who was talking about how, you know, if she hadn't, if she had just stayed home, she never would have met the man who's now, who she's now in a committed relationship with. But she, you know, she took a risk. She met him online. They started FaceTiming. Eventually, they decided to meet in person. And then once they got to the point of deciding, okay, we're ready to be sexual in this relationship, before they did, they went and got COVID tests. And so I think that's another thing that's going to be part of the new normal. You know, like we talk about, you know, doing an STD panel before having sex with someone. But now you also probably need to add to that doing COVID testing.
Right.
So that's, I've said a lot, Dr. Guy. Do you have any questions for me?
You know, I have a ton. So let me go back and rewind, because I definitely think that dating is something that not just for single people has become an issue during COVID, but dating has just become an issue for couples, period, married folks,
absolutely,
right? Because that was something that definitely in therapy we stress the importance of married folks, couples having, you know, at least a date night once a week, and the importance of that connection and adult time, especially if there are children involved. So this whole concept about dating becoming a new normal in 2020 just looks different for everyone. So I think that there are some different challenges for folks that are single and folks that are in relationships. So what I kind of want to go back and talk about are the challenges for people that are single, because I think those are some challenges that are very different than if you're already in a relationship with someone. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I when we went into quarantine, I remember thinking to myself, boy, married people are people who are, you know, already in cohabitating relationships are probably having the best sex of their lives right now. And they don't really have anything to worry about, as, you know, on that front, the way a single would, because presumably, you know, this person, you know who they are, where they're going, you know, and if they're both working from home, it's like pretty much 100% risk-free. You want to say something, Dr. Guy?
I was just about to say, so the risk might have went out the window for couples that were either cohabitating or already married. But what I think we did not factor early on, but we began to see, was that couples who were cohabitating or living together were now working from home. Their kids were at home.
Yep.
And so...
Yep.
That really didn't make for great date nights at home. It really didn't
Not
make
at
for
all.
Happy relationships with couples either. So what may have
Absolutely.
Been perceived by single people as, oh, they got it made, it really wasn't a great benefit for a lot of cohabitating and married folks, right? We started seeing more disruption in those couples because they were together all the time. And they're with their kids, mm-hmm. and they were together all the time. So mm-hmm. that just even posed a whole nother, you know, whole nother set of challenges for that particular group. But I think when you talk about dating for single folks, right, and what are some of those challenges? Like, I don't know this person at all. So now, how am I going to get to know people? How am I going to meet people? And that was something that you brought up. Before COVID, you had an opportunity to actually go out to different places and you had an opportunity to socialize. Well, with that all being shut down, now how do you meet people? And as you said, you know, I'm only going to the grocery store. So if you just don't happen to meet a guy in your local grocery store or a woman in your local grocery store, what becomes the dating option then? Where are we meeting people? Is that where you talked about the online option? Because outside of that, what's happening?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do want to say that theory that I had about the couples who were married mm-hmm. or cohabitating quickly flew out the window, because as I started talking to some of my couples, they were not reporting having the best sex of their lives. They were like, I'm about to pull my hair out. I am so sick of looking at this person. The kids are driving me mm-hmm. crazy. Like, it wasn't what I thought it was at all. And you're right. Like, date nights were out the window. Like, people have just been, like, stuck in the house and with each other 24/7, especially when that wasn't their normal. Like, people really were expressing, not even realizing how much time apart they spent from their mate or their children, and now having to spend all of their time together. It's been difficult for people. But,
right.
For singles trying to meet people, I mean, I would say that based on my personal experience and what I've talked to in conversations I've had with other people, the biggest and most consistent way that people have had an opportunity to meet folks during this time has been via some type of online platform or, you know, one of the dating apps. And that's just because, you know, a lot of folk are cautious and just really not hanging out. And then when you are, and if you're in places where, you know, everybody has masks on and things like that, like the mask in some ways even just, it feels like a barrier. You know, how I'm born and raised in New Orleans. You know, you walk down the street, you pass 10 people, you probably stop and have a conversation with 10 people. Like, you know, and I just, we talk to strangers, you're having a conversation and with the person in the line with you at the grocery store. But I've noticed I do a lot less of that now. I don't talk to anybody when I'm out. And part of it is there's something about the mask that just feels like a barrier. You can't see people's faces. And then also, you know, everybody's just kind of scared.
Right.
So you aren't just, you're just not having those interactions. So I really think that online is really one of the best ways for people to meet if you are trying to date and meet people right now.
Okay. You know what, Fatima, I thought we weren't going to have Steve today to have that male perspective, and it looks like Steve is actually on the line.
Whoa!
Steve, can you hear me,
hey.
Steve?
Yeah, I'm all over the place. I didn't want to miss this one, but, you know, I'm in transit. So I heard a lot of what Dr. Lawan Muse was saying. I think that that is true for a segment of society. But, you know, for people who know how to date, go always date.
Right.
You know,
people are still dating.
Well, what I'm saying is if you are intentional and you have a dating plan, and I think that's kind of what separates men from women. You know, women kind of just get cute and see what happens. But guys, we definitely have to seize opportunities. You know, we have to go places. And, you know, to be honest with you, COVID for me is really increased people from my past popping up. You know, and also, you know, people that I am meeting are not as, I guess, cautious as Fatima's niche. So, you know, they are open to some more one-on-one time a lot quicker than they would be before because they don't want to necessarily be in a crowd. So, you know, dating for the guy who knows how to date, COVID is great.
That is
well,
so
but you said
interesting.
Something interesting, Steve, because you said these are people popping up from your past. So there's already a level of familiarity there versus if you're right. not interested in going backwards and revisiting somebody from the past, but you're looking to meet new people. I don't know that having a plan. What is the plan if you're trying to meet new people and people aren't going out? There are a lot of places where clubs still are not open. You know, I mentioned the guy hitting on me at the grocery store, but that's not happening very much. So I'm saying if you're trying to cast a wide net and have an opportunity to meet more people, online is a great avenue for that.
Well, I'm just saying that there are people that have reached out. I'm not saying that we actually were in relationships, and I'm not saying that's the majority of the interactions. I'm just saying that's a segment.
You know, I got a question, you guys, because Fatima, you opened up with this and you said people that are risk takers, and there are a lot of cities that are functioning as if COVID doesn't exist. There are a lot of states. Let me say states. And I'm going to say Texas is one. So there are a lot of places that are back open in Texas. There are bars that are open in Texas. There are restaurants that have converted their evenings to turn those into like some form of a nightlife. So people are back out in the streets, hanging out and socializing. But when you say those that are risk takers, isn't that one of the challenges? Because there are some places that are open, but, you know, you have to say, okay, I guess let me weigh my pros and cons. I don't want to just be stuck in a house. I want to meet someone. These spots are open. Let me go ahead and go. And unfortunately, they're not requiring people to have masks on in the locations or in some of these spots. So you do take a risk when you decide to go out to some of these places.
Absolutely. But you'll remember, Dr. Guy, the other thing that I said is that if you're going to go out, you need to do your due diligence. And I talked about checking the infection rates in areas that you're going. So, like, we see there are some places that are functioning like COVID doesn't exist. And we also see that they're having big spikes in new cases being reported. So, like, you probably don't want to go hang out in that area. You want to make sure that if you're going to go and do something out, that you want to try and minimize as much risk as possible. So checking infection rates of the county or town or some other places where the rates are lower. It's still a risk, which is why I say you have to be a little bit of a risk taker, but the risk decreases versus going somewhere where it's a hot spot.
Mm-hmm. It definitely seems like that even though there are so many challenges to COVID or dating during COVID, one of the benefits that some people might see is what Steve just said, is that people are more open to doing this one-on-one or getting together one-on-one quicker than saying, oh, let me meet you out at this bar or meet you out at this restaurant, because, again, it poses more of a risk the more people that you have around you. So maybe that has been a benefit. And, Steve, maybe you can speak to this because you brought it up, that people are more open to having these intimate get-togethers with new people versus before. Individuals like, oh, we're going to meet in a public place, you know, I'm going to meet you at this restaurant or at whatever this other event is. Has that changed?
Well, I guess what I'm really trying to get to is before we had a lot of times women dress up and get cute for other women, not necessarily for men, and you had to go through that whole process. Like, we really cut through a lot of the foolishness now. Like, you know, we're not going through the full first date where you wearing full sundresses as you picked out and you got people on the 90-day plan. These women out here, they lonely, they horny, they looking for guys that they can be with because they are built for the battle but not the war. Like, a lot of people are realizing, hey, you know what? I don't necessarily want to be working like this. I need to find me a dude to sit my ass down. So I'm saying it's a whole lot easier out here.
I think maybe it might depend on what your goal is. So probably somebody that's their goal and what they're trying to accomplish, they might be doing that. But I would venture to say that there was always a segment of the population who felt that way, whether we were in COVID or not. So I think that I've particularly been speaking to somebody who's, like, you know, looking to date and meet people and see where things go, or maybe just date, not looking for anything serious. Because there are some people who are just looking to casually date, men and women, but they want to be able to do that as safely as possible. So I think that's more what I'm speaking to. But I absolutely agree that there are probably women and men as well who are like, you know what, I don't want to waste a lot of time. I don't want to do all of this stuff. How can we just hurry up and lock it down or get it cracking? Sure.
Well, for me, you know, so I don't have a reason for a lot of dating. Like, if you're around me, you're around me for a reason. Like, I did a lot of casual dating, you know, for no purpose in my 20s. So, you know, now that I'm older, you know, my resources are for those people that are trying to help me, and I'm trying to help them. So, you know, either we're going to get to it or you can get the hell on.
Well, Steve, one of the things that you made mention to was about women are lonely and desperate. Can we just say people are lonely and desperate? Because you're not going to put it out there that it's just women running around this joke of lonely and desperate. Clearly, it's some lonely and desperate men that are out there, too, which is the same reason why they're taking these risks and they're out there dating as well. So I just want to say
it's
that.
A lot of lonely and desperate men out there. I had a date last Friday, and I was literally Oh, I say it's a lot of lonely and desperate men out there. I had a date last Friday, and I was literally proposed to on that date. And that was our second date, and he laid out, like, his entire financial he's like, I just bought a house in Irving. We can get married. You can come and live with me. You can work if you want to, but you don't have to. I'll take care of everything. It's my responsibility. And I'm like, this sounds fantastic. I'm sure there are a lot of women who would like to hear that, but let's just keep getting to know each other. So there are a lot of lonely and desperate men out here that's trying to lock it down. But, I think that's something else that we need to talk about. It's like the other side of, because I talked about how it's forcing people to slow down, but maybe also talking about how some people, it's pushing them to speed up. And so where do you fall in that?
Well, I always tell you guys, I can't speak for the men because I don't think them dudes. So that'll be your perspective, and I appreciate that. And also, there's a difference between being lonely and saying they're just not suckers out there. There's a difference. Like, the COVID may have increased the speed of some of the suckerism, the sipping, you know, and those weird dudes that you weren't going to date anyway, they might have accelerated some of their plans and how they're going about their processes and procedures. But for the men that know how to date, COVID has been a blessing. And I will reiterate that again. So, you know, you always going to run across somebody that want to get married, want to have sex in the bathroom, want to meet your mama. You know, you got to differentiate who those people are. And they always going to be out there. But I'm just saying COVID has made women a lot more cooperative.
Oh, okay. So, Steve, what about, here's a question. And Fatima, you kind of mentioned some of this a little bit earlier. So because wearing a mask is not mandatory, but people who care about their own well-being and the well-being of others, they wear masks. And so everyone knows that I always encourage people to wear a mask. So when you're meeting someone, or even if you're just out doing whatever it is, your daily routine, for some people, they're, you know, they're going to work. And if you're out and you see someone, right, because most likely they might have a mask on, how challenging is that now to meet someone with a mask on? Because most communication takes place non-verbally first. And it's between the eyes and the mouth that we're using these non-verbals. So unless you have on a mask now that's clear, you don't see nose, mouth, none of that bottom half. So does that even make the connection piece more challenging with a stranger? And this question is for both of you guys, whether it's Fatima, you know, communicating with a man saying, oh, I'm interested, or Steve, you communicating with a woman to say, I'm interested, because there is a mask that covers that bottom half of your face.
Yes. Well, and that, like when I mentioned the guy at the store, it was weird for me because, you know, we both have masks on. And so it was weird for me because I'm like, he can't even see what I look like. Like, why is he trying to talk to me? I mean, yeah, I'm a hottie, but still it was like, it was weird because I'm like, you can't see my face. So, I mean, that's maybe just my own spidey senses or stuff, but that's also part of the reason why, like I said, like when I show up, you know, I make sure like they can see me before I put my mask on. So like before we get close to each other, I make sure you can see me and then I put it on. But it absolutely is a barrier. I mean, I haven't been anywhere where a mask was not required. So I don't necessarily have that experience, but I've certainly become comfortable with a couple guys and, you know, and we have removed our masks and, you know, and just talk and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, you get to that point and then you weigh the risk and it's like, okay, willing to take that chance. But the other thing is too, like, and this is something that I've been consciously and unconsciously doing, which is, so like guy A, we sit out at the park and talk, we don't have a mask on, then I'm probably not going to hang out with guy B or guy C for a little bit because I just don't want to potentially expose them to anything. So maybe I'll have a date with them after 2 weeks. So it can be a lot of juggling, and then maybe just also how thoughtful you are about it all.
So that's you being very thoughtful about others. I don't, you know, I'm wondering how many other people have that consideration for someone else. Because I appreciate the fact that you said that, Fatima, that if I go out on a date with someone today, for example, I might not take a second date with another guy for a week or so. That's
right.
Awfully considerate. Steve, I'm sure you have something to say to that.
I don't know what Fatima's talking about. You know, like, as a guy, I can see everything I need to see when you got the mask on. I know everything I need to know with the mask on. So, you know, either you got a shape that appeals to me and we can get to the face, you know, that's how I was going to start out for men. Like, we are visual creatures. So I'm going to be looking at the visual thing that men look at, and then from there we'll determine what happens when you take the mask down. You know, hopefully you don't have those, I don't even know what they're called, those the eyelashes that look like Christmas trees. You know.
Christmas trees. Okay.
Yeah. The big giant, you know, eyelashes, you look like Mr. Ed around here. But, you know, women are a little bit more taken about, you know, with the facial structure and whatnot. But, you know, I'm sure the gentleman saw Fatima and, you know, she passed the eye test. So, you know, we're not really concerned about too much what happens when you pull the mask down. I'm assuming you got your teeth in your mouth, and we'll get to that. But, you know, for men, it's always what it always is. You know, your waist to hip ratio, you know. So, but that's just going to be me.
Okay. I think that's awfully considerate.
No, I think he's onto something with that because I think he's onto something with that because in my head, like when this guy was like, "Oh, you know," I don't remember if he said, "You're so attractive" or "You're so beautiful," but I'm thinking this is BS what this guy is saying to me right now. But I did have on some purple tights. So it might have been a, you know, just looking at physical and was like, okay, well, we'll see what it do with the mask off later. But we exchanged phone numbers. I wasn't that into his conversation, so he didn't make the rotation.
So if you guys are just tuning in, today we're talking about dating during COVID. What is the new normal? Has this become a new normal that people are actually spending more time getting to know the person? Like you just said, Fatima, there was pretty much no good conversation there. So has this forced people to actually talk more with the individuals that they're getting to know before rushing into some type of face-to-face contact or interaction?
I think so. It sounds like Steve has a different experience from my personal experience and clients that, like I said, that I talked to, because I have quite a few single clients. And, you know, they started doing, like, you know, meeting people online and stuff like that. And I'll reiterate, like, it seems to have slowed people down, and that people are spending more time talking and getting to know one another. And you know, and before jumping into in-person meeting, using these other video messaging platforms in order to see one another and have conversations that way before moving to the in-person date. That I'm seeing so much of that. But I mean, I can't say, you know, I can't give a percentage. I can't say that's what everybody is doing, but I'm seeing a lot of that.
Absolutely. If you guys are tuning in and listening to us online, if you want to join the discussion, have a comment or a question, the number is 914-205-5902. So, oh, Fatima, it looks like we may have lost Steve. I know he said that he was transit, so hopefully we can get him back on the line. So, yeah, I definitely think that from what I've heard from some of my clients as well, Fatima, is that it has forced them to spend more time talking to people a little bit longer before setting up like that initial face-to-face meeting and really thinking outside the box on what we're going to do. Like, okay, so we have made the decision that we're going to move forward and meet face-to-face, but what are we going to do? We're not going to necessarily maybe do the standard, let's go have dinner at this spot or just let's go meet at this bar. So people are doing things that they normally weren't doing. And some of my clients, they've come up with some really creative things that they are doing on these dates. So have you found yourself in similar situations where things that you were not doing before for dates, before the pandemic, now you're more open to those ideas?
More open to ideas that I wasn't open to before the pandemic? Yes and no. I mean, honestly, before the pandemic, I wasn't dating quite like I really because and you know this Dr. Guy, like I'm I'm on a deadline on my dissertation, so
absolutely.
I really wasn't it wasn't really at the forefront and focus in my mind of really trying to date. I might have had a profile up somewhere that, you know, I really didn't look at it very much. But as time passed, you know, and just wanting to meet some people and stuff like that. And then also I started getting notifications from that profile, like, oh, this person liked you, this person sent you a message. So it's like, whoa. So it started kind of blowing up. And then you start like talking to people and things kind of take off. So it kind of just happened, not on purpose necessarily, but then once it did, you know, it's just been kind of like, hey, I'll tell you something that's different. I think in my, like previously, I think I had more of a, you know, I'm dating with an intention perspective. And right now, since COVID, so this is something new, I'm dating just to date and have fun. Like there's no pressure. And I'm having the best time, and I'm meeting some really interesting and amazing people. I even went to D.C. to go walk on Black Lives Matter Plaza with a guy that I'm dating. So I'm just like, so that, you know, and that's like traveling during COVID. That's crazy.
Right.
So that definitely is like a risk taker kind of thing. But it's like, okay, I had on two masks and, you know, did not take it off the entire flight. And like, you know, and then I look back at the pictures and I'm like, damn, I don't have any good pictures, you know, because I have my mask on everywhere the whole time. Mm-hmm. Right.
I was going to say that comes, you know, it brings back up kind of the pros and cons of this whole dating during COVID, because one of the pros is that I think it has forced people to expand their view of how they used to date, right? Like it's forced a lot of people to come outside their comfort zones and to date differently, which you mentioned dating online. And obviously, dating online has been around for years, but it is still taboo to a lot of people, right? Like, even in 2020, dating online, if you say that to some people, they're like offended by it. But one of the reports that I was reading, it talked about Bumble and how from mid-March to May, the app increased 70% of users on their platform that were using these video calls. 70%. Like, that's ridiculous. So definitely people began to take advantage of these other platforms to meet people, which is a pro. But then the con was, okay, so potentially you could have been exposed or you could have connected with someone in another state, right? So now you've been talking, I don't know, weeks, and you want to meet face-to-face because it's weeks, months, who knows, and you guys set up this face-to-face meeting. But like you said, now you have to travel. So this goes back down to, are you a risk taker? Does it require you to get on a plane? You know, is it close enough for you to drive? So I think that's where it poses those cons, and here's those challenges that some people deal with. And what comes to mind is I have two clients right now who are like, I'm so tired of this, these different apps that they're on for dating, because their issue is they keep meeting people that are out of state. And they're just like, we have great chemistry. I would love to meet this person, but I'm not going to waste my time because they're out of state and I'm not traveling because of COVID. So for them, it's already a no for this particular person because they're not willing to take the risk, right? They're like, if you're not local, and even for them locally, they're very limited to how much contact they're willing to have outside of their house. And so I do think that a lot of people are still very concerned and afraid, which rightfully everyone should be. You still have to figure out how to live. And I think that's what I really want us to focus on in the remaining time that we have is how do people still make connections and get out there and date, but do it safely, because waiting for COVID to go away, people might be waiting for a very long time, unfortunately. You know, if we're listening to science, science is telling us that we're going to be living with COVID way up until the end, most likely, of 2021. So I don't expect anyone to put off their love life until the end of 2021. So to help individuals kind of learn how to do this safely, you know, I definitely want to spend some time talking about that, because if it doesn't happen, what you and I then begin to see in our office are individuals who are dealing with things like higher rates of anxiety, higher rates of depression, all centered around just this inability to connect to other people. So what would you say, Fatima, are some healthy tips for people who might not be the risk takers? Because I think the risk takers are going to do just that. They're going to take their risk, right?
That's right.
They say
absolutely.
They don't
even
care.
Being a risk,
right?
But I will say, even being a risk taker, though, you can still be thoughtful and be precautiously risk taking. So I'm going to speak to the risk takers as well, but absolutely. I'm going to answer this question, Dr. Guy, but before I do, I want to read something. I just got a message from a guy friend, and he couldn't come on because he's at work right now, but he sent me this message to read on the show. And he says, dating today is more difficult than ever before. I'm a well-mannered guy. I crave companionship more than anything these days. And many people are more into relationships for convenience than for companionship. I've tried online dating after COVID had started. I had met one person that I would have considered dating. Had I not reconnected with an old friend, that turned out to be the best thing that's happened to me thus far. We've been dating since April, and it's been great.
Well, that's good to hear. And it's a male perspective, something very different from, you know, you and I, given that. I think we have Steve. Steve, you're back?
Yes, I'm back. Well, I think that speaks to what I was saying earlier. Some of those people from your past that might have been knuckleheads, they done got their mind right. They're coming back with a different attitude.
Right. Indeed. So, to answer your initial question, you know, I'm going to go back to what does it look like to do your due diligence? So finding out what are the transmission rates in your community? What does that look like? So you don't want to put your dating life on hold. You need to be aware of the facts and the stats. You also want to be aware of, like, finding out the person that you're potentially going to be going out with. Like, what is their exposure situation? Do they work from home or do they go into work? What are their perspectives and thoughts and feelings around, like, wearing a mask and, you know, following CDC guidelines and procedures? Are they in close contact or proximity to anyone who has been exposed or had COVID? And are they in close contact with anyone who has a pre-existing health condition, or who is someone who's at high risk? And probably even just knowing that about them. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, some months back when we did the COVID show and I talked about how I'm an asthmatic and, you know, and so that I've been very afraid and it makes me very cautious. So those are things that you want to kind of keep in mind. The activity that you plan to do, if you plan to do an activity, what is the risk level associated with that activity? So Dr. Guy, you mentioned there are some, you know, cities and places that they're functioning like this doesn't exist. So are you going to one of those places where, you know, it's not required to mask up, where, you know, the infection rates are high? If, you know, is it an outdoor activity where it's less risky than an indoor activity? So, you know, being mindful of what it is that you're trying to do. I also mentioned earlier, if you get to the point where, you know, you're discussing having sex or that's something that you're going to engage in, go and get a COVID test. There are still, you know, places where you can get them for free. Go get tested.
So, question, this is for you, and I want you to continue your list of items, but I just want to ask a question about what you just said about the COVID test to you and Steve. So is it... would it be deemed appropriate to ask someone before you meet them face to face, can you get tested for COVID and I can get tested for COVID? Because it seems as though the COVID conversation has turned into the new STD conversation that people are uncomfortable with having. So do you ask for a test and do you produce a test yourself before you engage in face to face contact with this person?
Why not? I would say, why not? Why not ask? You know, it might be uncomfortable, but I think if it's someone who really balks at it and, you know, is offended by it, that might be another thing that you want to think about. Like, is this somebody you really want to be going out with anyway? If they, you know, aren't understanding of you wanting to limit risk for both of you and, you know, wanting to show some type of health and safety concerns about it, you know, like maybe this just isn't the person that you ought to be dating anyway. But why not? Why not ask? Can, if we're going to meet, we're at this point where we want to meet in person, is it okay if we both go get tested for COVID and, you know, and produce our results and then we can plan to meet up? Sure.
Steve, what are your thoughts about that piece, asking for a COVID test first?
And you know, I don't live in that life that Fatima was talking about with all of these requirements and plans. And I don't know. Like, I think for guys, if you look right, they'll do it. And that's pretty much it.
So as a man, that's not something you would ask?
It's not where I live my life. I've kind of talked about that.
Oh. Okay, I don't understand that that's not where you live your life, but okay. Safety is not where you live your life?
Well, I'm just talking about, you know, when we're talking about, you know, sitting here and
taking the pre-diabetes test and the asthmatic test, and you know, like, you know, we get to the point where we are in that space, and we'll deal with it there. But I don't have all of the pre-planning for all the tests we need to take.
Okay. That's so interesting, because for you start off with men have a plan for dating, and I just would have assumed that that was part of the plan, part of, you know, what goes into your dating plan, being that we're in the midst of a pandemic, but apparently not.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, it's a pandemic, but it's not like the AIDS pandemic was. Like, it's so weirdly defined to me. It's really about you, your health, and your immunity. And, you know, you can take whatever precautions you want, but, you know, I just feel like what's going to happen is going to happen. So, you know, and I think that's just what women do. They put you through all of these hoops and the pre-selection and looking for a reason not to mess with guys when guys are looking for a reason to mess with women. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Oh, all righty. Fatima, you got any more tips for folks to be able to date during COVID safely for those that may not be risk takers?
Okay. Oh, I also want to say the guy who the guy whose message I read, he's 33 years old. So, you know, if anybody was thinking, oh, you know, maybe he feels like that because he's older or younger, whatever, he's 33. He just sent me a message. Okay, so other precautions that I would suggest. You know, I definitely recommend starting out with a virtual date. You know, starting out with maybe a couple virtual dates, like, you know, that it can be fun. We can plan it just like a date. You can get dressed. You might want to, and let me also say, you might want to set some parameters, because we've all become so comfortable, like Zoom has become a part of our lives and stuff like that. So you might want to, like, say up front, like, okay, let's treat this like a date, so we're not going to be in bed. We're not going to be, you know, because I've, you know, heard some things about some people, you know, like really doing the most. And I'm sure you can use your imagination with where I'm going with this.
Absolutely.
Started with a virtual date. And asking them what are their pandemic precautions? Do they have any? So if this you get to find out, is this guy somebody like Steve, who this is not the world he operates in, and so he might not be as precautious as you are, or is this somebody who matches your precaution level, and so you feel a little safer? You know, I also find that you know, what people do is like another thing. So like if this is somebody who exclusively works from home now, and a lot of folks' jobs have transitioned to working from home. So, you know, if you still feel safer with asking for the COVID test 100%, but, you know, that the risk is going to be, you know, exceptionally low if they're really not going anywhere and they're exclusively working from home. In fact, one of the guys that I'm dating, not only does he work from home, he has stay delivered. Like, he literally does not leave his house. Or, you know, if it's somebody in the medical field, they're getting tested all the time. So that probably won't be an issue for them at all, because they're getting tested all the time anyway. And so I've had that experience with someone else that I'm dating. You know, like, so I think, you know, you also take that into consideration, and also it may help with having that, you know, can you get tested conversation. And I think those are probably all the tips that I would have.
Okay.
Well,
Steve,
yeah, and if you,
you got any tips?
Can I add one more tip, Steve?
Hold on 1 second. I got 20 seconds. You can add all the tips you want after this. I think it's funny that, you know, Fatima, in your speech about, you know, the guys like me, we're smart enough to know if you're asking me a COVID test question panel how to answer it. So you know, I think it's really funny how a lot of times women think men are not that bright and they don't know how to answer questions. Like, you know, we talking about Steve Harvey's book and all the counters, the Uncle Steve's tricks. So, yeah, if you're asking me 20 COVID questions, I'm going to give you 20 good answers, but that may not necessarily change what I'm doing. It just lets me know, you know, your paranoia level and where your interest lies. But I know how to answer those questions, too. But go ahead.
Her
interest should lie in her safety and also your safety. So what I heard in that response is that I'm going to answer the questions based on how I think you want me to answer them and not necessarily what's true, which doesn't make any sense because the whole point is for safety.
Perspective of kind of how women don't like certain things. Like, y'all don't like bugs and spiders and stuff, and I'm averse.
There are men so that don't like the same things that you're saying.
I'm saying, generally speaking, of course, there are people that have arachnophobia, but I'm just saying women are kind of programmed a little bit more differently in that regard. So, you know, I can answer the questions. They may not necessarily be lies, but, you know, I don't have to take it as seriously as you do. Like, you know, I'm not checking my temperature every morning. But, yeah, I do wear a mask, but... Like, for me, you know, COVID is what it is. Like, it's not going to stop my life. You know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do the things I'm going to do. I'm going to be cautious, but, like, I think that what I hear from you and Fatima is a level of paranoia, and I'm not
going to pump the brakes. Okay, so see, you got me not even being able to respond to that statement because I think it was so ludicrous that we sound like we're paranoid. Now, don't get me wrong. Months ago, I was paranoid. I'm not going to lie. Today, this isn't a paranoid Dr. Guy. This is a cautious Dr. Guy who wants other people to become more cautious for some of them, but for others, to, as Fatima said, maybe become more of a risk taker because they're not dating because they are afraid to date, but know that this is the world that we live in, and we will probably be living in this world for the next year or so. So what does it look like? You now have to create a new normal. I don't think that's being paranoid. I think that's being realistic. And I don't think there's anything that Fatima and I have even said today that sounds like paranoia, but that's just my opinion, obviously. Fatima, I'm sure you have something to say.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I'm saying, that is that is true. And, you know, you're entitled to your opinion as I am with mine. And,
absolutely,
you know, when Fatima speaks to dating one guy and then going on a date with another guy, like, you're acting like, you know, you're scared you're pregnant. Like, that's not going to play out well dating, rotating these guys based on who you spent an ample amount of time with. Like, it's just going to play itself out. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm going to just be quiet and let y'all wrap it up.
Well, I was expressing a level of care and not wanting to potentially and inadvertently expose someone to something. So in some ways, I date quarantine if I've had a mask-off date and I don't want to potentially expose anybody else. So I should, my risk shouldn't then become someone else's. And so that's just me. You know, I could also just go and get a test and maybe know for sure, but this has worked for me. And also because, as I mentioned, I'm dating like three people and I really have time to just be going out all the time anyway. So this works for me because, you know, I guess I'm lucky enough to have met the men who don't mind doing virtual dates. This is working. But I actually don't even remember the last tip that I was going to give because I was so taken aback by Steve saying that men know how to just tell women whatever it is they want to hear. So I'm at a blank and I don't have the last tip. If it comes to me, I'll give it.
it is okay, Fatima, because I definitely think that we have done exactly what the intent was, and that was to talk about what the new normal is as it relates to dating. The new normal is this is it. So whatever you were accustomed to doing before the pandemic, you can't do it anymore in most cases. So you have to be open to adapting to something new if you want to get back out there and date. And I think that's it in a nutshell, that regardless of if you're a male or a female, I don't think it's about being paranoid. I do think it's about being safe. I do think it's about caring about the safety of others, which you gave a great example of doing, which may not be for everybody, but it works for you. What's most important is that people figure out what's comfortable, what they're comfortable doing, whether it's the virtual, whether it's having face-to-face and wearing a mask, whether it's going out on dates where there are no other individuals around but themselves. People just need to figure it out. My goal is that people understand that the whole isolation thing isn't healthy, and that if they continue to fear what socialization looks like, then that is probably going to lead to higher rates, as we talked about earlier, higher rates of depression, anxiety, and maybe even some other issues that look like alcohol use or some type of substance use. So to prevent those things from happening, closing words is just learn how to date safely. Fatima, you got anything as we close out?
As we close out, I would just I am co-signing everything you just said. And I'll just add that, you know, again, for the foreseeable future, this is what life looks like. So I would say to the ladies, don't waste your pretty just staying in the house and not talking to anyone and not doing anything. Find that place inside of you that's willing to step outside the box a little bit. And even if it's not going out and doing something, if you are someone, because I know so many women that I talk to who, you know, still feel like the boogeyman is online. And and so I would encourage you to, you know, as we said, it's a couple decades now online dating has been in existence. And I would just say treat it the same way you would treat it if you met someone, you know, walking down the street. It's still a stranger. So the
right.
same precautions you would take, you take those same precautions if you meet someone online. And the great thing about COVID is that it gives you an excuse to play to your anxiety and slow it down. So we can FaceTime, we can, you know, we can do virtual. And if he's not comfortable with that, girl, keep swiping. So, yes, ladies, don't waste your pretty. Get out there, meet some people, and live your best COVID life.
Absolutely. With that being said, as I say at the end of every show, you guys, wear a mask. Like, I cannot say that enough. I feel like a broken recorder by saying that. But again, people are still not wearing them. And all of the science says that the only thing that we can do right now to deal with this virus is to wear a mask and social distance. So continue to do those things, you guys. Make sure you tune in next week to Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk. Don't forget to Facebook it, tweet it, pass it on, tell a friend, and everyone have a blessed week. Thanks, Fatima. I thought this was a great topic. Of course, Steve with his random bits that always seem to amaze me. So glad he was able to chime in today as well. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.